Blog Talk Radio.
I need you. on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
You are never, never.
Hallelujah.
Save us.
name of the Lord are saved. We have called the name of the Lord and we are saved. So devil, you have no right to steal our joy. So in the name of Jesus, take your hands off your children right now.
God, your name is love. Listen to our cries. Listen to the weeping of your children.
Save us, Lord.
Save us, Lord.
Father, save us, Lord.
Save us, Lord.
Oh, Lord, save us, Lord.
Save us, Lord, from the hands of the devil.
Father, save us, Lord.
Save us, Lord.
Jesus, save us, Lord.
But things I used to do, I do them no more. The bad life I used to lead, I leave them no more. All those bad things I used to say, oh Lord, I say them no more. That is a great change since I met God. Hallelujah. All the bad food I used to eat, I eat them no more. All the bad dreams I used to drink, I drink it no more. All the bad places I used to go, oh Lord, I go there no more. There is a great change since I met God. Hallelujah. All those bad dreams I used to dream, I dream them no more. All the enemies I used to have, I have them no more. All the bad people I used to know, yes, I know them no more. That is a great change since I met Jesus Christ. Amen. That's a great change since I met God. That's a great change, oh, since I met the Lord. That is a great change since I met God. That is a great change since I met God. All those bad things I used to do, I do them no more. Thank you, Lord. All those bad people I used to see, I see them no more. All those bad things I used to say, I say them no more. There is a great change since I met Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There's a great
change
since I met
God.
A great
change
since
I met God.
There's a
great change
since I met God. That is a
great change
since I met God.
Your name. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. This is that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to our end morning glory prayer service. Hallelujah. As we start this week Sunday, it's such a great thing to be in the presence of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, O God. Hallelujah. You are worthy of praises and glory and honor. Oh, Abba Father, thank you for leading us and guiding us. Thank you, eternal rock of ages. Thank you, Papa God. We adore you, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father, let us walk in your spirit. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we call you Abba, 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 Father. We bless your name. Hallelujah. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. You are the lily of the valley. We bless your name, oh, God. If we had thousands and thousands and thousands of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you. We praise you, oh, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us of all our sins that we have committed in thought, word, and deed. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. We cry out for mercy, mercy, mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us and purify us, O God. We release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. O God, let the blood speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within. We pray, oh God, for divine angelic assistance to be with us, guiding us and protecting us. Even as we pray, oh Father God, glorify yourself this morning. Glorify yourself in every area of our lives. Oh Father God, perfect all that concerns us. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for those that are just joining. We bless God for you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. Good morning to all my brothers and sisters out there this morning who have come to make Christ first in thoughts and mind and in deeds by coming on this morning to share his word. As my wife, Apostle Marco Brewer Boyle, just prayed, I'm going to briefly this morning on the topic, cleanse me, O Lord.
Amen.
And this is a very important thing because I know I remember when I was an infant Christian coming up and in church, there would be the call for those who feel the need prayers because they, you know, have sinned and, you know, all of this. And I felt like, you know, I don't remember doing anything that I you know, need to go up there right now. You know, there are times when we feel above going there. Well, this is just for someone who is going up to say the sinner's prayer. This is for someone who is new. I'm a bona fide Christian. I'm eating meat now, and well, the way of the world is, yeah, you go down a few of the ladder rings sometimes, you slip here, you slip there, but you are not a sinner. You know, you go into all these forms of denial. But before we start, I want to tell you a quick story of my grandson. His name is Zachariah, and he was at the time 2 years old, maybe between 2, 3, somewhere there. But the fact that I'm driving at is this, and it's just so amazing because the Word of God tells us that as long as we're in the flesh, we are sinners. And on this particular morning, I was sitting in the back living room with my late mother-in-law, and in amazement, we looked at one another because here is this 2-year-old, 3-year-old baby boy who was very smart, very quick to start talking. We watched him as he went to the sliding door and he started yanking on the accordion curtains, those vertical accordion curtains. And a couple of the leaves of the curtains came down, you know, and his brother was right there near him while he did that. Zachariah was a very active, he was a very active child at that age. So when these things came down, it caught the attention of my mother-in-law and myself, who were not, you know, far off. And we turned and looked, and you know, you can tell when a child has done something bad. You see the fright on their face, and you see them running away from the action. And we saw the other brother involved playing with his little toy car. So I called Zachariah and I said to him, Zachariah, why did you do that? And to the amazement of my mother-in-law and myself, he turned to us and swore that he didn't do it. He pointed to his brother Joshua and said, Joshua did it. The point I'm driving at is, as young as he was, and we had not taken him out to associate with other kids at that young age or anything. So he was just right within the house. But yet and then, he could readily lie. Sin had already set in on him. And who are we to say, as we go through the trials and tribulations of life, being on the outside in public, as we go to work, as we fellowship in whatever organization or school or church or whatever activity we have on the outside, when we are exposed to sin on a daily basis, but yet and then, in church, when the calling come for one to come up for prayers or for sin, for forgiveness, for confessions, we don't go up. I also remember as a young man, there were periods of time, I guess if I recall correctly, maybe it was once a month or so, when our aunties or our mothers will come and make it mandatory for us to take castor oil. And I remember there would be all these excuses, or we would try to get away from taking it, but not realizing that the castor oil was a form of cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a form of releasing all the things within us that were not of any good substance. The castor oil will go in, and as we get our bodies cleansed and clean, we felt livelier, we felt lighter, we felt a sense of renewal in the being. When you correlate this to confession, confessing your sin, pouring out what's on the inside that makes you feel dirty, that make you feel dark on the inside, that make you feel like you're captive on the inside because you have some hidden secrets that you're not revealing. You have this heaviness. You have these doubts. You have these anticipations of not being worthy. We all need the flushing. And the only way this can happen is when we desire it. As I talked about the castor oil, if we desire to take that, then we felt better. We had all these things coming from within us that was not good, and it cleansed us. If we desire change from our sins, we have to desire that change. We have to search ourselves. We have to pray for that releasing, for that forgiveness. A songwriter wrote this, and it's entitled, "Search Me, O God." And it goes as follows. "Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me, cleanse me from every sin and set me free." And before I go further, just that couple of sentences, it shows the desire, the wanting. It exhibits someone who wants a releasing, to be cleansed, to be emptied of that baggage that's being carried. And it goes on to say, "I praise thee, Lord, for cleansing me from sin. Fulfill thy word and make me pure within. Fill me with fire where once I burned with shame. Grant my desire to magnify thy name." You see, when you pour out your heart in desiring that change, in repenting and wanting that load to come off you,
amen,
and you know that there is a higher source, you know that you have a Father, you know that you have one that has made himself transparent in every way, so there's no hidden agenda. You know the truth. You know his word stands for what it is. So you know that you can depend on him. As it read, it says, "Fill me with fire where once I burn with shame. You know that he has the ability, because time after time he's shown you that he's there for you. He can carry that load. He can be your bridge over troubled waters. And he knows that through repentance that you will have a change of heart, a change of desire, that you will grant, you'll be granted in your spirit that feeling of release, that you will magnify his name. You will be so appreciative of the receiving of the cleansing. It goes on to say, Lord, take my life and make it wholly thine. Fill my poor heart with thy great love divine. Take all my will, my passion, self, and pride. I now surrender, Lord, in me abide. So when you've received and know that you've now committed, you surrender in such a way that you don't want darkness, you don't want cloudiness anymore, you don't want to have hidden secrets, you don't want to feel filthy, you don't want to feel like you have a hidden agenda. So you want to turn over, you want to be renewed, you want to be resuscitated as God has given you a turning over, a cleansing, that you have more opportunities now to make it right. So you show that commitment. It goes on to say, oh, Holy Ghost, revival comes from thee. Send a revival. Start the work in me. Thy word declares thou wilt supply our need. For blessings now, O Lord, I humbly plead. So you've gone through this course. You're desiring cleansing, knowing that God stands on principles and his words, that the standards of such, you will receive the cleansing. You will be made whole again. You will be resuscitated. You will be revived. You will have more opportunities to make it right. And when you know that you are in that stage of being revived, you then have that change of heart where you now depend on the word. You're saying, that's where your supply comes from. That's where your need comes from. And you're blessing the Lord. You're telling him thank you. You're telling him that you know you can depend on him. You're telling him that you know that you can hold on to him. You're telling him that it is well being in his abide. You know, there's one thing that I'll always say is that no matter who you are and no matter what you have done, God will receive you into the family because you are his child. He will make you whole again. He will make you complete. He will cross the T's and dot the I's, but all you have to do is desire. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you in power, and you will be changed into a different person. This comes from 1 Samuel 10:6. God is waiting on you. Don't be so prideful. Don't be so secretive. Don't be in denial. Don't feel that because you have faltered in whatever way that he looks at you as being dirty or being filthy, remember, because of how Jesus laid his life down for us, we're now wrapped up in grace. God looks at us in a different way. We're family. We're not distant anymore. So realize this and hold on to the truths of the promises. Hold on to all that you should be in the kingdom. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. He also said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly, a complete life full of purpose. Problem here. Because we sometimes fall off the main road, we falter, we fall into sin, our minds get manipulated by the devourer, and then the darkness starts to seep in. We start to otherwise. When we know that we have fulfillment already ingrained in our whole DNA, ingrained in the chemistry that we have, ingrained in the self, in the soul, in the spirit, already there. So this morning, I want you to know that despite the things that we do sometimes, despite how much we're driven away, the Bible says all have sinned and fall short of glory of God. And that's Romans 3:23. But we don't want to be separated. We want to hold on to the promises. Christ died for our sins. He was buried. He was raised on the third day according to scriptures. Jesus is the only way. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through him. We must understand that we cannot earn salvation. We are saved by God's grace when we have faith in Jesus. We need to hold on to the truth. We need to know this. We need to keep reinforcing this within ourselves. And when I look at this whole thing, I look back in time when growing up as a teenager and being given the castor oil in those periods of time, because those times were times that you have gotten so congested with all the earthly foods and the earthly substances, and you look at the castor oil coming in and cleansing you and releasing you, cleansing you from diseases, cleansing you from all the things that would be so apprehensive in your health and your growth and your mental stability. But we looked at it as something different. We look at it as we don't need it, but yet and then we were slowly dying. Don't hold on to sinful ways. We need to be truthful and not prideful. We need to speak it out boldly as the Father wants us to speak it out boldly, that he will receive it in that way because he knows our hearts. He knows all of our needs. And he tells us in his words that he will fulfill all our desires. All we have to do is ask, desire it, seek it, and it will be. So this morning, as we just come to closure, I'm going to ask Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu to pray with you all on the sinner's prayer or whichever prayer she decides to pray. And let's hold on to the promises of the Lord. Let's trust in him, because we know that he tells us that he is the bridge over all troubled waters. He tells us that he is the one that we should look to, for he is the one and only true living God. He loves us. He cares for us. He has made sacrifices with his only begotten Son, Jesus, just to show us. So open your hearts this morning as you receive this prayer.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word that came through this morning by Reverend Boyu. Hallelujah. I want to say a prayer, but before we say a prayer, we have to remember this is a prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. If you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and if you have backslidden, I want you to say this prayer along with me in the name of Jesus. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe he died for my sin, and that you raised him to life. I want to trust him as my Savior and follow him as Lord from this day forward. Guide my life and help me to do your will. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the body of Christ. Welcome to those of you who were here before and left. We welcome back into the kingdom of Almighty God. What I want you to do, find a Bible-believing church. Read your Bible and pray every day. Fellowship with other Christians. Share your faith in Christ with others. In Jesus' name, the holy angels are rejoicing because you have rededicated and received Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Let us say the Lord's prayers as we close. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and a sweet, sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Sunday, blessed week. Join us this evening at 8 p.m. Hallelujah. Bring your prayer request this evening. We're going to just be taking prayer requests. Come on and we'll pray for you and join us for the prayers, worship, and prayer requests. We love you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.